Hi, we're sitting here with We Are the Ocean at the FM4 Frequency Festival. Hi guys, nice to meet you.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
In May, you released your fourth album. It's called Arc. What did you do different this time?
Everything.
Everything was different. We took a lot of time on writing and recording this one. I guess that's a little bit different for us, being that we normally release albums fairly quickly. But recorded it differently. It's all live recording. There's no real click or any edits or anything like that, which is pretty cool.
Your style of music has changed radically in the last couple of years. How and why did that happen?
It's never been like a decision. I think there's definitely a lot of songs on this album that have roots back to even the first album. You know, there's still a strong thread of, you know, what we started still running in a lot of the songs. We wanted to explore different avenues in music and you know,
it's
not
healthy for like a band to be kind of constantly kind of
evolving
and working on what, you know, your art, I guess. We're not really, I guess we wouldn't be happy if we just did the same album over and over again, you know, but again, it's like doing things differently this time. The whole thing was different for us, so it's nice to kind of be able to do that and have the opportunity to do that, especially with, like, I mean, it was quite nerve-wracking at first when we were about to release it, because you're thinking, oh, like, this is so different, and we even heard that. But then, like, you have like your fans and everyone on, you know, saying how it's great, and feels like you're doing something right, so it's good.
Now Ron's going to ask you a few questions.
Okay, wie steht's jetzt zum Thema Inklusion von Menschen mit Behinderung? Habt ihr da schon, ja, habt ihr Kontakte zu irgendwelchen Menschen mit Behinderung?
I think the integration, like, the most I see is in actually live shows and how if we kind of, like, there's this kind of family atmosphere, like you see, you know, like people in wheelchairs crowd surfing now and things like that. And so I think there's a nice togetherness now that means that nobody is excluded, even if it's something you think, like, you know, being in a wheelchair you think might hinder you watching a show, and it doesn't.
I think people are more aware of it now, which is always good, you know. People understand it more, you know, it's good.
Whoa, cool. It's great. It's great. It's great. Yeah. Okay, my final question is, what is the dream festival?
Himalayas would be pretty cool, somewhere on a mountain, Everest, with Deep Purple headlining. Pink Floyd, sorry.
We'd be headlining.
We'd be headlining.
Then Pink Floyd.
Then Pink Floyd, right, okay, cool. Pink Floyd on top of a mountain sounds pretty epic, though, right?
I'm thinking as well, maybe like Iceland with the Northern Lights behind the stage.
Jimi Hendrix, we can resurrect him, and Johnny Cash.